What's up, guys? This is Kenyo.
And Danielle.
Yes, we're back here, still here.
Welcome to
#Goals.
This
is #Goals, the podcast. This is Kenyo. Danielle's
here. Wait, what's #Goals?
#Goals for millennials podcast. Millennials, they want to do a bunch of stuff, and we're just like
making podcast. We're helping them.
We're helping them by making a podcast.
So it's a fire-ass podcast.
Exactly. Waiting for ourselves.
What?
No, I'm not going to cut it out. I don't know where I was going. I was trying to make an
still
effort.
Still here waiting for ourselves, like some like introspective, like hippie shit, like still here waiting for my soul to rest.
I was trying to make a super cool intro. But
anyway, and this is a cool intro because
it is.
That shows who Kenyo is as a person. That's pretty much who he is.
Yeah. Is that a compliment? It sounds like a compliment. I'll take that as a compliment.
You can take it however you want to, darling.
That's what I'm going
to
do. Okay. So on this episode of the podcast of #Goals, your millennial relationship podcast.
Guide to life.
Guide to life for millennials. We're going to talk about the name of the podcast. It's right in there. #Goals. #Goals.
Relationship goals.
This time, yeah. This is specific.
This is like part one, because I feel like we're going to dive deeper and we're going to like get a bunch of different like perspectives. But today we're going to do a very service level like overview of relationship goals, what we like as people and what we perceive from other people, just to get things kicked off.
Yeah. You want to go first?
No, I want you to go first.
Oh, man. Okay.
Gentlemen first.
So I feel like I don't have like a bunch of goals. Actually, like when I think about relationships, I'm like, what do I really like about, what do I really want? I'm shooting for the moon here, because I think when it comes to like your goals, you might as well go like 100%. Like, what would you want on, you know, like you got $10 million and then...
We're talking about relationships, though. Not like, yeah, so your not ideal, like trying to buy a yacht, yeah, bro.
But yeah, your 100% ideal relationship. What does it look like?
Not with like crazy unrealistic expectations. Although, I mean, if you have that, that's fine.
I think it's okay to have unrealistic expectations. You just have to be okay with not getting it.
Yeah, you have to be like okay with being let down. Like
you can't be like an alien or something.
Like you want a name brand and you got... what is the Walmart brand? Great Walmart Value.
Great Value. Or and, Faded Glory.
No. Great Value.
Faded Glory is the Walmart.
Great Value is not bad all the time. You know? You can do it. Nigga.
I rebuke it, though. Every time, like, that's rebuke. The kind of brands that you have to rebuke. Like,
I don't even know what Faded Glory is.
Faded Glory is Walmart's, like, it's one of their clothing brands. So, like, they have Faded Glory
only
shoes,
Kenyo
Faded
would know
Glory
that.
Shoes, like, shirts. Yes, I would know that, okay?
So, when we take this podcast on tour, you'll see, I don't know what Faded Glory clothes look like at all.
Don't worry. For anyone out there who's still wearing Faded Glory, one, I
no,
respect,
just to you.
I respect your hustle, but your glory will not be faded in the...
Your glory...
I'm not going to say... I don't
I rebuke that
Jesus
fadedness in the name of Jesus.
Oh, man, in the mighty name of Jesus, your glory will not be faded. In fact, your glory will shine bright like it is washed with tide.
I thought you could say it's shining bright like a diamond. Let me just tell y'all, guys, Kenyo is Nigerian, and one of our favorite things to do is like co-host is I love to like do Nigerian accents. I'm so bad at it, but I love when
Kenyo
does
Chadwick Boseman 101 accent.
Oh, you idiot. That's my accent. So if you hear us do that throughout the podcast, like that's just our like fun way of playing with each other. But
okay, so my turn. My goals
my turn
for I mean, because I'm first, right? I'm going first. So my goals for a relationship, let me think. I think oh man, I feel like this would have to be like built off of like a bad. Okay, no, what do I really want? I like the idea. I've always liked the idea of some sort of synchronicity, team stuff. I really do like the idea of someone who has your back. I don't like because you know, like I do a lot of weird kind of things, you know. So it's like kind of cool to think that someone would be like like, oh, that's fire, you know, like different stuff that I do all the time. Just like, okay, we're going crazy. Just like everything I do, like, it's fire. Like, if I make a painting, like, that's the dopest painting that's ever existed. Like,
you tripped on a sidewalk. It's fire. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? There's, by Faded Glory. That's fire.
We live in a world with 7 billion people, okay? All of those 6.99999 billion people are already going to tell me that my painting ranks from 1 to 1. Oh, your math is off,
young man.
What? Oh, it's gonna tell me that, like, my painting ranks somewhere. However,
that's true. There's somebody for everybody. There's somebody who would actually, like, probably think that you're fire in everything you do, and I'd be like, the flame is not lit.
Just make it up. That's what I would say. Like, okay, but I'm just, like, picking, like, crazy stuff. Like, if I was just gonna do crazy things, what else? I think I always like the idea, and, like, as I get older, like, I think that, you know, like, both people have to, like, self-actualize, so I think that's a good idea, because then you're having fun, and then I like to travel, so someone who likes traveling. The basic stuff we have to both like, I mean, actually, I feel like I wouldn't mind traveling by myself, so that actually wouldn't be that big of a deal if
I feel like it'd be weird if you're with somebody, you just, like, you're just traveling by yourself.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're for business, but if you're just traveling for pleasure by yourself, it's just like, what's the point of having a partner? Like,
it's true, but what if the partner really hates traveling? You know, like, so
I feel like that's, like, I don't know, maybe it's just me. Like, I feel like travel is one of those things that, like,
oh. You got caught. There's an intruder in the studio.
There's an intruder in the studio
named Cockroach James.
That's not a cockroach. I don't know what that is. It's like some type of flying entity.
Oh,
guys,
oh, it's like a moth. Okay,
it's a moth.
Moth James. James the moth.
I don't play with stuff like that. Anyways, yeah. I feel like travel is, like, one of those, like, for me, it's a big category because I used to be a flight attendant, guys. Like, hashtag flight attendant goals. Yeah. I should be a flight attendant. So, like,
have you seen the movie Flight? That movie was actually about,
I was in that movie.
Danielle.
I was actually low key. I had a small role in the movie. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, like, for me, like, child was a big part of. Somebody's out there just, like, beeping it.
You guys probably won't hear it. We're in literally the worst studio ever. Of all time.
We both did it together. Like, we're the worst studio with the worst sound. Like,
there's nothing but 700 mods.
It's actually called the worst studio. Like, there's no deposit to put down. You just, like, come in and, like, just do whatever. Anyways, so it sounds scattered. It's because, like, it's like moss and cars beeping. Yeah. Anyways, but, like, travel to me is, like, a big portion of it because, like, if, you know, I like to travel, like, but if my partner didn't like to travel, I feel like it'd be a big deal. Like, one of my best friends mm-hmm. hates to, like, get on planes. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, it's kind of like a point of, like, what's the word?
Contention.
Contention, because I'm like, what's the big deal? Like, as a flight attendant, like, I never have been scared to be on a plane ever in my life. Like, I've been through, like, turbulence and crazy things, like, being a flight attendant, but, like, I've never been scared. So when people are, like, scared of planes, like, I just don't get it. But I'm also scared of butterflies a little bit. So, like, people don't get that either. So I can understand. But, like, for travel, what I'm trying to say is, like, it's a big deal for me. Like, if my partner didn't like to travel, it would kind of be like, maybe it's not going to work, you know?
Yeah. I can see that. Like, yeah, especially if you, I mean, yeah. And I feel like for women, I feel like I'm going to say that a lot, and I'm going to be put into, like, the sexist category.
Yeah, they're like, you're a sexist.
Right? Why do y'all say for women? Well, I'm just saying. I think
you are sexist.
I think men sometimes, not all men, like, it can be different, but for me, okay, I'll just say for me, I know, like, I don't really mind the whole solo thing. Like, I've always been the person to go off solo, so if, like, if I had a partner who didn't travel at all, I think I wouldn't know that I didn't like it, but, like, I would just get over it really fast, and I'd be like,
it depends on what it's for. 5 a.m.
trains by myself in the whip, and I'll tell you.
Boy, if you don't get your money. I'm about to flame it. No, like, the thing is, like, for travel, like, if it's for business, like, when it comes to business for me, if I, like, have to go somewhere for business, I don't care. Like, I'm not really thinking about my partner, like, because I'm out there trying to get that bag. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, keys to success, DJ Khaled type stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't mind. But if it's, like, for pleasure, and, like, I'm, like, want to go to Dubai, and, like, my partner's like, no, I don't want to go to Dubai. Like, it's, like, that's kind of, like, weird. Like, okay, I want to just, like, go to, like, Kauai or, yeah, like, you know, London, you know, or, like, facts. You know, Toronto.
Facts, facts. Yeah.
No, like, for business, it's I don't mind. Deal. If you don't want to go for business and I'm like, hey, come with me, you want to go? Don't come. That's fine. But if it's for, like, pleasure and you don't want to come, that's a, kind of, like, a part of me that, like, I want to, like, I get antsy being in, like, one space for a long time. So, like, one city for a long time.
Yeah, no, I'm the same way. I think, so, yeah, I do these little things where I try to figure out, you know, my core things. And, like, for me, travel is, like, a foundational thing. Like, I really easily feel stagnant. So, it would be kind of, it's a big part of my life. So,
yeah,
either I would have to be alone a lot because I would still be traveling a lot, or it would definitely be dope. So I'll put it in there because this is when you're asking for, this is a wish list right now. So we're asking for all the stuff we really want. Super duper travel.
You're
partner.
Doing a wish list. Mine's going to be a realistic list.
Look, you're just taking mine over. Why don't you just jump on yours?
Okay, I think I should do mine first.
Okay. I already did two of mine. You're not erasing mine. You're just starting yours. Which, okay, but yeah.
No, go ahead. You can finish it.
No, go ahead.
Okay. So for mine, how would you like in like together?
A couple. Okay, yeah.
So like for mine, a big thing, like Kimmy said, is like I'm a big person about teamwork. I feel like relationships aren't so much centered around like romanticism as like society would tell you. It's more so about like teamwork for me.
I saw this person get her flowers and she just dashed them on the ground. She said, I don't have time for this romantic nonsense. If you don't get me a
these flowers will die soon. They will go to the ground like ashes. Like no, but like I don't know. I think I just like I have studied relationships so much and studied like men for so long. You know, ladies out there, if you ever, like, really get played by a dude, I got played by a guy very early on in my lifetime, like 17, 16 years old. And I just, like, instead of, like, me being, like, one of those, like, weak girls, just like, oh, my gosh, I broke it up by that. Like, I got cheated on. I just, like, it just, like, drove me into, like, studying just, like, the male psyche and, like, relationships. But for me, like, my whole, like, aesthetic with relationships is more so like I want to have a team, like Kenyo said. Like, I think I would tell everybody all the time is like, if you had to do a project with somebody for the rest of your life, like if the teacher said, pick a partner in the classroom, like I'm not gonna pick it for you, pick a partner, who would you pick? And you have to carry out this project for the rest of your life, and you have to fulfill this project. Who would put in equal work with you? Who would be supportive? Who would, like, contribute the most? So for me, that's very, you know, important to have somebody who's very, like a teammate. You know, like, you know, I would say Shaq and Kobe, but they didn't get along very good. Like, Tim Duncan and, like...
That's interesting. I think that's kind of cool, though. Like, they might not have gotten along that well, but, like, they were a super excellent team. By the way, you guys can totally do, like, send in, like, your own. Like, that would be cool if, like, however, like, DM, comment, or whatever, if you send in your wish list of stuff that you look for in relationships. If you're with somebody, you should probably put, like, some of their characteristics.
Or not. Or you can just get a new somebody.
That's true. That's how you break up with them. They'll be like, hey, this list is interesting. I noticed that none of these are mine. Like, yeah. I noticed that too.
I'm not 6 foot with six figures.
Oh, man.
But, like, yeah. Like, so, like, I like teamwork. I'm a big, like, team player. Like, I think that comes from, like, me playing sports, like, all my life. Like, I've been 5'9 since I was, like, 4. So, like, you know, like, basically, you know.
That's scary. Is that real?
I've been.
Wait, no, 4. Never mind. That's obviously.
No, not 4. Like, peaked at 5'9 very. Like, I'm 5'9 and half, maybe 5'10 now. Yeah. So, I peaked at a height very early in age. So, like, my parents put me in sports. So, like, I'm used to. Like the team atmosphere, and I feel like that works very well for me for relationships. Not everybody is looking for that. Some people like they like somebody to like take this type of role and just like, you know, them be submissive or them be this or that, whatever. But I like an equal team type of partnership where like we're both working for a cohesive goal. And for me, it's like to like better the world. I think that my relationship with somebody, my love for somebody, should like make the world better. That sounds very like. Very broad and like hippy dippy, like, oh, our love should change the world. But I think that if you give with somebody,
the universe,
you know, like when you give with somebody, like, you're with somebody for the right reasons and you're that they're your soulmate or like the person you're supposed to be with, like y'all should be impacting the world positively, you know? Yeah. And if you're not, then you probably shouldn't be with that person. So
yeah,
that's what I look for.
That's really cool. Yeah. I like that. That's pretty big. So cool. All right, I'm going to throw in one of mine. So far we're kind of agreeing. Mm-hmm. But I'm going to throw in one of mine, which is like more of a pet peeve than it is like something I want. It's like more, I can't even remember what it is. I just forgot. Okay, yeah. Sometimes I think that, you know, like I don't like, and this is probably just based off of like past experience, but I think it's super important to not view like the relationship as like the source of other problems. Because I think sometimes you can be in a relationship and then like something happens. And then I think there's like a tendency sometimes like in really early relationships or like if you're just not sure in general, then you will like look back at the relationship and be like, oh, maybe this is why stuff isn't working out. I feel like once you're in there, and this is my Nigerian sign coming out right now. Once you're in there, it's over.
You have to use your accent if you're going to use
it. If anything, no. I don't want to drop too much of the accent because I feel like a lot of people just won't even get it. They'll be like, why is this dude talking weird every now and then? But I feel like, yeah, like it's like if there's a problem, like figure out what the problem is. Like if you're having a weird thing, figure out what the weird thing is. But to like constantly be putting the relationship back under the microscope is just leaving yourself open for vulnerabilities. It's like once the thing is there, it's there. It's too late. It's forever. You're trapped.
I think people do that because it's not like, I think people do that unconsciously.
That sounded really bad. I didn't really mean like trapped. I just meant that like find out all the other stuff. Learn how to examine your own
stuff.
That's
what I was gonna say. Like yeah. People do that unconsciously. Like yeah. It's because like a lot of people, like I would say 70% of the population don't try to go on like a...
Super accurate percentage right there.
Yeah. It's studies I have done that, you know, they, you know what I'm saying? Like I have books, knowledge, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Knowledge. But I'm saying, like 70% of like population doesn't really like get to know who they are as a person. Like they yeah. just let life kind of take them like on this, like almost like on a, like... a river, just like take them and like yeah. they do whatever life says to do. They don't actually get to know themselves. So when stuff arises in relationship, of course they're gonna blame it on the relationship and like not look and say, hey, maybe this is me, or maybe like I have an issue with that. And that's the issue with like I think our generation that we can actually change other generations is to like before you want to jump into like something with somebody, get to know who you are first, because yeah. you will blame whatever is happening on that person automatically because that's something new that's in your life. And you're like, okay, well, I wasn't having this issue before and now I'm with him and like now this and like now you have a problem when it's really like an internal problem. Like you might have a confidence issue or you might have daddy issues. Yeah. Okay. You know, it's a lot of stuff that you can have. So it's just like it takes a long time to get to know yourself, but I think the reward is worth the weight.
Yeah. And I think that's why it's also super important to have a plan for your own self-actualization. And that can be hard because like when you're younger, you don't even really know what that means. And you might think that you'll be content with something. And then you realize, oh, actually, like I want to be an astronaut. And now you're like,
I knew
3 years
say astronaut. I knew you were going to say astronaut. I was like, this dude's about to say the most generic job of all time.
But
you don't want to be a fireman.
But then you're like 3 years into a relationship and now like this person's like, oh, what? They weren't satisfied or something like that. Now there's this huge conflict because you're trying to change everything, which isn't the worst, but it's just like, I think making room for both of yourselves to be self-actualized without destroying the relationship every time you want to find a new path for self-actualization is important. So that is also a goal. We're getting super metaphysical. I feel like people were expecting super basic stuff like she needs to have
at least $1,000 in bank account.
No, that's a girl one. I feel like like girl shallowness goes to money and then guy shallowness goes to appearances.
It really does. It really does. I mean, that's true. Like, I mean, I wish I could be like, nah, you're tripping. But like, for me, like, that's my opinion. I think that is true. Because like, as a female, like, I think a lot of times because a lot of women deal with like daddy issues or stuff like security issues, like, they want to, like, be taken care of, you know, like, not, like, no sugar daddy type stuff, unless you're into that, which, if you are and you have anybody in mind, hit my DMs, but if DM you're... DM her. She's serious. But, you know, like, it's just, like, you want to be secure, you know, you want to have somebody, like, that is secure in, like, their financial situation, and, like, there's certain things you can look past, but sometimes with guys, like, they don't care, like, mm-hmm. you know, they get, like, one of these broke girls who, like, smells like hot Cheeto dust and, like, wears hoodies all the time, and mm-hmm. she just has a fat ass, and they want to be with her because she is pretty in their eyes, right? Yeah. So it's just, like, that's true. It's, like, that's just one of those things that I think, I mean, we can debate that. That's a really cool issue. If y'all, like, think something different, tell us.
Yeah, definitely let us know.
I think that guys, for sure, I think appearance, like, for women, it's more so, like, financial stability. Yeah. It's more sexy and more, like, that's what I would want. I don't care. Like, I'm not a big, like, person about, like, looks. Like, I'm not gonna just date ugly guys, but, like, I know, like, I've dated, like, pretty boys so many times, and it's like, we can't both look in the mirror, bruh. Like, I gotta put on my eyeliner and my lashes, bruh. You gotta move with the hair gel and stuff. Like, it gets old, and it gets, like, very just, like, non-fulfilling. So that's accurate. I agree with you on that. I'm surprised we agree on so much stuff. But
yeah.
Another thing for me, for, like,
it's always weird when someone says that. I'm surprised we agree on so much stuff. What are you saying about the other person? Like, you're saying that you thought you would not agree with them?
No, I think that, like,
when I first saw your whatever, but I was like, we're not gonna agree on anything. I'm surprised you're unintelligible.
No, I think it's because Kenyo has, like, very, like, strong opinions about stuff, and I think Kenyo's, like, a very, like, he could be a very serious person. I'm more of a goofy, like, I'm just, like, a goofy person.
That's interesting. That's surprising for me to hear. But
I think you're more of a serious
I'm a serious guy. I'm a serious person. Also, you guys,
I feel like Kenyo could
send
probably
me your math problems.
Don't do that.
I'm not good at math.
I feel like, no, like,
business calculus. And
I feel like on the lowest of keys, you could probably be, like, a correspondent on CNN, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Me, not so much. They'd be like, girl,
no, you could do it. That's like that's why when you see, like,
no, it would be for pop culture. Like, what do you feel about Kanye coming to TMZ? What do you think about Kim Kardashian? What do you think about Kylie? I'm like, I could do that, but, like, I'm not. They're like, what do you think about the tax reform?
That's
like,
what teleprompters are for.
I'm not doing that. They're stuttering, like, the tax reform. Not doing no teleprompter stuff. Like, I need, like, I like to talk about stuff that I know about. You know, I feel more comfortable. And I feel like you know more about stuff like that.
I just
that.
Like to talk.
Me That's too. I like to talk as well. But I like to talk about stuff I know about because I feel more comfortable, like, in that sphere. But I can spew out, like, bullshit too. But yeah. I would feel more comfortable. But, yeah. I mean, not that, like, we're that much different. But I think one of the things you'll notice in our podcast is, like, we do have different views.
Yeah.
And so, like we said definitely. Before, like, you'll either probably be team Danielle or team Kenyo
yeah.
by the end of, like, the first season. Yeah. And or you might be team Kenyo.
That's true. Halfway and half. Or you might be team both of those dudes. Both of those people are trash.
Yeah, that's like, I don't like. Team nah.
Right? I unsubscribed. I recommended everyone else unsubscribe. I left a 1-star review. Don't leave 1-star. Actually, I don't even care. If you leave a review, you're dope. That's super cool.
Yeah,
leave a review
even
on whatever
if it's bad,
you're...
it's good. It's no press is bad press.
Right? Feedback is great.
No, I was going to say.
So, what?
I was hooked. Sense of humor.
So what about other? Okay, sense of humor.
I think that's really important.
Yeah.
I think for me, because you know me, mm-hmm. I love to laugh. People, I always feel like when I had an interview. Remember that interview? You were there.
I didn't watch it.
You don't. I had an interview with a friend that actually y'all learn about soon. So mm-hmm. I had an interview with her, and she was
I said
asking
her
me.
Name already, so.
Oh, Chantel.
Yeah.
So I had an interview with this girl, Chantel, who you will learn about more, mm-hmm. and she's talking about type of guys I like. I was like, I like funny guys, and I was just sort of like such like a basic like type of person. But I love to laugh, but like I think laughter is one of those things that is like super healing for me. And I think people have like their things that are just like some people like recharge like with like being by themselves, being alone, or like listening to music. Like I recharge with laughter. Like Kenyo knows this. Like I like to like watch funny stuff all the time because I feel like it helps me, like, just to, like, recharge from, like, the world sucking the life out of me all the time. So I tend to gravitate towards people who have, like, either the same sense of humor or, like, a sense of humor that kind of, like, connects with mine. Like, we can, like, play off of each other. Almost like Lego pieces connecting, if that makes sense. Like, we can kind of, like, go blow for blow. Like,
I also like sense of humor. You know, I haven't actually like dated anyone who didn't have a sense of humor. So, but that could also just be because I am so funny myself that I can't be in a place without
eating so
laughter being in.
We should do a poll. Who thinks Kenil's funny by the end of the season?
You're also going to be confronted with what is going to appear to you on the surface level as a large ego on my behalf. And it's not a large ego. I just don't mind saying that I'm good at certain things. Like, for instance, I'm top 5 most handsome people in the world. I'm in there. Top 3 funniest. Top 2 smartest.
Top 1 most unrealistic out of touch with reality making up shit niggas of all time. Top 1.
Oh my gosh. So, if you don't love yourself, who's gonna love you? You know what I mean?
That's so true. You do need to love yourself.
I promote myself. That's the Nigerian mentality. I've been promoted in Jesus' name. Like, what'd you do today? I promoted myself.
I put myself on the map.
Okay, so what else do I like? I do like, okay, this is kind of big for me. I do like a certain sense of, like, scrappiness. I think that's super huge.
Wow.
Yeah, like, because, like, I feel like all the whole making lemonades from lemons, like, if, like, that is a fundamental human characteristic.
I've just been scrappy, like put Vaseline on my face, like take off my earrings type of scrappy, like fighting night scrappy.
Oh no, no.
That's
no.
What I think of. I think of scrappy, that's I think funny. Of like like she can fight.
Scrap. The word is used like that. But I mean the whole like being able to make lemonade from lemons, I think that's super fire because that's a basic core, I think, characteristic just to be able to have it, to be able to do really cool stuff in life. Because there's so much abundance of situations. You're never going to be in the same situation twice. So if you're waiting for the situation to fulfill your expectations of the past before you can function, guess what? It's never going to happen. So I just think I think that's a super big one. Any for you?
I think a good communicator.
Okay.
And that's, like, sounds very basic, but, like, there's a lot of guys who are very bad at communication things. So I like somebody I can talk to about almost anything because I will talk about almost anything. I think a lot of guys think they're good communicators, but they're not. Just somebody who's just very, like, I guess it's communication slash being open about things. You know, people are like, I want to be with my best friend, like, I don't necessarily believe that because, like, I have a best friend already, so I'm not looking for other best friends. Right. I'm looking for somebody who fits, like, with me or who compliments, like, you know, who's good for me for, like, a partnership. But, like, just being able to talk to somebody about just the most random things because that's the most, for me, that's the most, like, kind of, like, soothing type of thing to know that I can call this person and be talking about anything, talk about like something happened at Walmart. Be like, this lady at Walmart acted a fool. They'd be like, what happened? Tell me everything. You know what I'm saying? Like that type of openness with somebody is just like very good. And like this, also the same thing is just like when something is wrong, like Kenny was saying earlier, being able to just be like, hey, like I feel like this is off, and them not take it personally and be like, oh, it's a shot to my ego. It's like, no, like maybe it's just something I can adjust or something I can fix or something we can fix together. Mm-hmm. People sometimes take you saying, hey, I feel weird about this, or I feel like they take it so personally, and it's not even meant to be personal. It's just meant to be like, hey, like how can we make this better? Like what I was saying earlier, like the big project amongst ourselves, how can we make the project better?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Your drink is making me nervous. I feel like it might affect some of the electronics, but
This is the most janky studio. See,
that's too close. I've had things happen before in the past. But yes, I was super listening to everything you said.
That's why Kenya was not a good communicator. Clearly, that's what you don't want. That's why he's just like, I'm like pouring myself out. I just want somebody who listens to me. He's like, your drink is too close to the sound system. Get it away now.
Oh my gosh. No, that's super cool though. That's cool. I'm sure lots of people agree with you. And you know, I think that's really cool. So definitely, if you guys agree or disagree.
I think you're always gonna agree with me. Hashtag Team Danielle.
Let us know.
Yeah, but for sure. I think that we should all just, I mean, overall.
Okay, go ahead. Sorry.
What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say if you had other ones.
Oh.
Other things you want. What else are you looking for?
I'm looking
for... six pack.
No, I'm not like that because, like, I feel like when you start going, like, tit for tat, like, you gotta have a six pack, like, you know, then I gotta have a six pack. And
it's more so that you don't have to...
No, I mean, like, I'm not, like, big about, like, people always don't believe me, like, because, like, they see me and they, like, assume certain things. And I think, you know what I'm talking about, people assume certain things about me. I guess, like, when, like, you get to see our life stuff, people will assume certain things about me, but, like, I'm not all about appearances at all. Like, I really don't care. You really just have to be a good, genuine person. So, like, I'm not like that. More so, it's about, like, your core values. Like, I like somebody who's, like, very family-oriented and believes in God. Like, just to be honest, like, I mean, we have
That's actually a huge one. We didn't get to that. Like, I'm sure it's different for everybody, you know? Like,
yeah.
But that's a huge one for me as well, just because... it kind of plays out in a big way.
It does. It's just like, you're just like six muffins dating and they're just like, I'm an atheist.
I'm going to go do my Satan ritual in the park. Like, oh, damn. Like,
why is there a fucking mantle in the closet? And you're just like, oh, I didn't ask about that. But, like, I mean, it's just like, everybody's like, it's not that that's bad, but it's just like, you have to get with somebody who, like,
especially if that's you.
That's
you
know? A core belief, you know? And, like, the thing is, like, I'm on a weird type of spectrum. Like, I'm definitely a Christian, believe in, like, Jesus, everything like that. But I also, like, practice, like, law of attraction, metaphysics, things like that. So it's just like, I would like somebody who like, doesn't think that those things are silly as well. Because some people think,
I think those two things fold in. And it's just where we are in knowledge right now that we think that.
Knowledge.
Like, yeah, we think that the world stops at three dimensions. Okay, see, now I'm getting weird. But, like, we think that the world stops at three dimensions, so we describe everything based off the stuff that we can see. And so we think metaphysics is weird, when really it's just, like, explaining things like time and then explaining things
and
like
how possibilities work. And also catch Kenya on the Bill Nye the Science Guy podcast.
Every Wednesday night.
At 12 p.m.
Me, Bill Nye, Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Yeah.
And that one half Japanese dude, I don't know if he's half Japanese, but he looks like he has white to me. But anyway, we have a podcast called hashtag quantum physics.
Basically. Which is math problems. Like, it's like, send this quadratic formulas.
But yeah, but I mean, there's systems to all those things. So a law of attraction to me and all those other things, metaphysics, they're... My only problem with them is that they sometimes have huge inaccuracies just because they're very early in, I think, the fleshing out of those sciences. But they're super accurate in the fact that they're describing, I think, real things. Anyway, so I think that they all fit together. But
yeah, so, it's, I mean, just, like, even, like, find somebody who at least, like, is not going to,
this
like...
This podcast just got really boring. Like, I apologize for that little part where I just, like, went off on the side.
Yeah, Danielle's parts are boring. That's what I'm saying. Like, hashtag Team Danielle. So, like, yeah, somebody who's not going to shut down, like, if you're, like, you know, like, doing some prosperity affirmations in your room, you got a vision board. Let me tell you guys, my vision boards are fire. When we get into the season, this is just our pre shows. I've had some vision boards that have been fire. Like,
Chris, take pictures of your vision boards and send them to us.
Yeah, like, I put Chris Brown on my vision board. Me and Chris Brown were in the elevator together. Very funny story. stay tuned. I will tell this story. But, like, you know, like, I would not want somebody who would shut down, like, oh, my gosh, you're making a vision board. Like, that's crazy. But, like, you know, at least somebody who's open to it. Like, they may not believe everything that you're saying or, like, you know, like, think the same way you do. But at least they're, like, not going to, like, put you down about it, you know?
Yeah. I think that's important to be able to have. And I think some of the, all that's that, I agree with that. And that kind of comes with, like, time spent, because you don't really know some of that stuff super early on sometimes. But I think you can kind of tell. Like, I feel like for some reason, like, I can sort of, like, sense that stuff with vibes or something like that. Like through a few conversations. But, yeah, that stuff is fire. You definitely want someone who's going to match some of your beliefs, especially, like, the really, like, the ones that you use every day.
I mean, your core beliefs, like, to be honest with you, my opinion, like, your core beliefs, like, they have to line up. Like, all the other stuff don't have to line up. Like, if you are a Christian, you want a Christian, that needs to match up. If you, like, you know, if you want to, what's another core belief? If you...
I don't know. It depends. I think it's just, like, based off of stuff that you do every day. Like the travel one. Like,
if you really want to... Yeah, that's, like, a core belief. If you believe that, like, you shouldn't be stagnant in a place, like, that's a core belief. If that's your core belief and that's who you are as a person, like, at the source, like, yeah, those things you need to match up. Other stuff, like, it's interchangeable. Or that's, like, what makes...
you super want to adopt a baby and you know for sure. I want to have that conversation. Not everyone's trying to adopt
kids. Like, if you want to adopt kids and not have kids and the person wants to have kids, like, yeah, then that's a core belief that's not going to match up. But I think the difference is, you know, like, in the other stuff is what makes relationships interesting. That's the whole point. You know, that's why they say opposites attract. They do in a certain sense, but that's to a certain point.
Yeah.
Like, until we get to the core beliefs. Like, opposites attract, like, you don't like surfing, you know, I mean, you don't like surfing, I like surfing, you know, that's fine. Not a big deal, but you're an atheist, I'm a Christian, like a hardcore Christian, and you're doing satanic rituals in my closet. Like, that's not gonna work.
Yeah, exactly. Super real. Super cool. Okay, well, I think we should stop part one here. Even though I kind of like longer podcasts, so if you guys get to the end of this and you're like, Kenyo, what are you doing? Let the podcast go to 3 hours next time, then let us know, and we will totally do our best to have a whole bunch of snacks and stuff ready so we can make it through 3 hours of podcasting.
Or at least make it to an hour. No, we're just, like, kind of giving y'all, like, snapshots. Yes.
We're giving you guys Snapchats and Instagram stories.
Just follow me on Snapchat, Danny Vick. But, like, no, giving you snapshots of, like, what the podcast is about so that you get, like, a sense. We want you to kind of, like, get a sense of who we are and what the podcast is about, because we really want to be, like, a real source for the millennials. Like, we're actually, like,
talk about all the stuff that doesn't get talked about like some of those other places.
Yeah, like, I think a lot of people, like, just have podcasts, just that podcast. Like, I and Kenyo
just shaded, like, 30,000 people.
Okay, if I shaded them, shade on them. You know what I'm saying? Like, I really want to help people my age, because I have been in those tough situations where I'm just like, dang, like, I'm in my 20s and I don't know what the heck is going on. And, like, from what I learned, I want to help y'all and I want to figure it out with y'all. And I think Kenyo is the same type of person. Like, he wants to figure it out with y'all and help y'all. So
I just kind of want to expose you guys a little bit to my fame and just, like, allow you to dwell in my presence a little bit. And
okay, so
you
can soak up hashtag some of what I'm doing. Team Yenyeo. Kenyo is an idiot.
What Danielle said, I think it'd be really cool to and that's why, you know, getting your feedback would be great, because it'd be really cool to be able to create something that is can stand the test of time, as, like, something that's very informative and helps people process some of the weird crazy maddening
it's everyday life.
It's
hard. Like, it's hard being, like, a 20-something. It's hard being a person in general. So, like, if me and Kenyo can help you in any way, like, we're here for you. Like, even if it's just, like, a funny story that we tell y'all, like, we're here for y'all. And, like, ultimately we want this to be, like, a big thing. We want to go on tour. We want to, like, help y'all go to your city, come see y'all live.
Think how cool that would be. Hashtag goals, like, in your city. Like, that would be so cool. Like, if we get to do, like, a road show. We're getting super ahead of ourselves, but we've already seen the signs and the stars. And we know that this is going to be a big podcast, so we're excited.
Yeah, we're excited.
To be able to do all that kind of stuff. So,
Yes, bitch.
Yeah, I don't know where that came from. Sometimes that just comes out of me.
He was so excited. He said, yes. Yeah, anyways, but yeah.
Wendy Williams just drops out every now and then. I don't watch Wendy Williams at
Get
all.
Get your Hot Topics ass out of here. Anyways, thank you so much for listening to Hashtag Goals with me and Kenyo. We appreciate the listens.
Subscribe
to us. You know, I'm gonna say call us. Don't call us. But
we should have a call-in show.
Yeah,
we can do a Facebook Live show. Easy.
Yeah, Instagram. But for sure, but DM us if you have questions or you want to see your hashtag goal talked about. For sure, hit me up. It's at Danny Vick, DanyVic.
I don't know your.
You don't know my handle? How rude! Your co-host doesn't know your handle, and then Kenyo.
I know it's Danny Vick. Okay, I'm at Kenyo, HQKINYO, KINYO, HQ, on everything, all this stuff. And then you can find hashtag goals at hashtag goals XO.
Yes, Instagram is.
On Instagram, yeah. And then you can subscribe on the podcast app near you. To date, we're using, I'm not going to tell you what we're using, but we're on Stitcher already, and we're on Pocket Cast, and very soon we'll be on iTunes and Spotify.
Yeah.
So subscribe.
For sure. Thank you guys so much for listening. We love y'all. We're here for y'all. So until next time, bye.
Yes. Believe in yourself and allow the stars.
Bye, guys.
Bye. Thanks for listening. We hope that we touched you super well
on some type of goal. Thank you for listening to the Hashtag Goals podcast hosted by me and Kenyo. If you have questions or you want a goal to be addressed, make sure you hit us on our Instagrams, Facebooks, and Twitters.
See ya.